Good morning, I'm James Dawson with your Delaware Public Media Legislative Update for January 15th. The House smacked down an attempt to suspend rules and override Governor Jack Markell's veto of a student testing opt-out bill Thursday afternoon. This most likely signals the end to a battle that's raged between Markell and members of his own party for the past 10 months, with the Smarter Balanced assessment being the underlying reason. The vote was 26-13, with one absent and another not voting. That's in stark contrast to the 31 people who supported HB 50 earlier in the summer. A lot of those shifting votes came from Republicans. House Minority Whip Deborah Hudson says GOP members met Wednesday night to debate the bill and ultimately decided they couldn't support it.
It seemed to us that House Bill 50 was stale, and all this time spent on that bill was wrong, and that we should have been productive and progressive and look for other bills.
That comment incensed the bill's chief sponsor, Representative John Kowalko.
I'm shocked. If she felt her stale, I wish she would have talked to me, because she had 6 months from the governor's override to say, John, I think this bill's stale, let's rework something. That's an excuse. And it's a poor excuse.
About 20 people gathered in front of Legislative Hall before lawmakers gaveled in yesterday afternoon to try and sway their votes, but that effort failed. Speakers reiterated that this bill is strictly about parental rights to decide what's best for their child. In a sort of olive branch to reach out to them, Markell abandoned Smarter Balanced for 11th graders, shifting to the SAT, which Delaware provides all students for free. But John Young, a Christina school board member, says it's more of a token gift.
He's made a completely voluntary test and now suggests that it's going to take the place of this one. And he's done it to placate legislators who, frankly, I really am hoping today exercise the intellectual curiosity to see through that ruse and understand that the tests aren't the issue.
Now, House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf can shuffle the bill around behind the scenes. Having publicly opposed the veto override in the first place, it's highly unlikely that he would put it anywhere close to the House floor again for the rest of the session. A few hours after voting it down, Representative Joe Moreau introduced and the House passed a resolution requiring the state education secretary to propose student opt-out legislation by May 1st. Markell's corporate income tax reshuffling bill also overwhelmingly passed amid minimal opposition. Representative John Kowalko was one of two no votes on the measure, calling it, quote, corporate extortion. But proponents like House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst say the roughly $50 million bill up front is smaller than what would come to pass if the legislation isn't approved.
I think it would be a bigger devastation to us if we're not finding ways to keep businesses here and then to attract new businesses. That could be a bigger shortfall than what we have currently before us.
The bill now needs Senate approval before heading to Markell's desk. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.